Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. Today I have a special show for you. Today I have Shelley with us.
Hi, thanks for having me, Jamie.
Thank you, Shelley. And Shelley just started a group coaching with me just a few weeks ago. She messaged me asking me for help with her teenage daughter and giving her more choice. So today I thought we could talk about that and see what is possible. I know personally firsthand how difficult it can be to really get into giving your children choice, especially the teenage phase. So I'm excited to have you chatting with us today, Shelley. And thank you so much for joining me. So before we actually start diving in and really getting started, I just want to take a moment here to really get us present in our bodies and present in our being. So let's just go ahead and expand out. So let's take some nice deep breaths and put our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down. And let's go ahead and expand out. If you haven't ever expanded out, all we're going to do is expand out our beings, not our bodies. So we're going to go ahead and make our being as big as the state that you're in. You're going to go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And let's go ahead and expand out as big as the country that we're in. Or that you're in, whatever country you're in, wherever you're at in the world, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And as big as the planet that we're on, as big as planet Earth, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. And the universe. And the multiverse, multiple universes. And let's times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million. All the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. Awesome. Really settling into that, really getting into that space of choice. Awesome. So Shelley, I haven't actually heard what's going on with Shelley yet. She just messaged me. We didn't really go into any detail and just felt like a really great opportunity to be able to discuss this. I know this is one of those things that I go over and over with my clients is, you know, there's a big shift that has to happen when you go from parenting. And I'm going to say in the old style, in the 3D style where we are kind of, you know, telling them what to do and what choices they can have versus giving them choice. I know that's a big shift. So Shelley, would you like to share with us what is going on with you and your daughter and any information that you would like to share would be helpful.
Sure. Yes. Well, that's kind of exactly what's going on as I'm in your in the coaching with you. I'm expanding, I'm growing, and finding that, you know, there's lots of choices. There's no right and wrong. And, you know, I grew up with right and wrong. And my daughter's 17, and I've done a lot of that right and wrong. And I'm finding now as she's getting older and I'm expanding, I'm trying to give her that space, right, to make decisions. And she's actually struggling because she's used to me making the decisions. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing a lot of, I guess, hitting our heads together, you know, and just a lot of tension. And I try to give her the choice and the decision. Then I find I can kind of see her starting to head towards some danger and not such the, and I want to say the right choices. So then I start pulling back in. You don't want to save her, you know, because you can kind of see as she's going down the road, like, oh, that's going to create a lot of heartache. And then it creates heartache for me too, right? And just, and I want to give her the choice to make her decision to live her life and to be okay with that.
Okay, absolutely.
I find like I give her space and I pull her back. I give her space and I pull her back because then I get scared. I get nervous. I go into fear.
Okay, so let me ask you, when you're giving her choice, are you giving her other tools that she can use to make her best choice? Have you talked to her about giving her other tools to make her best choice?
I may not have.
Okay.
I mean, because it's not making, and to me, that's part of it too. I'm feeling a bit of fog and confusion of what are those? Like, see, I'm not sure even what you're referring to as other tools.
Okay.
So that may be part of it too.
Absolutely. And I know you, Shelly's kind of newer to the work that I do. And she just started the group coaching, which we're only, I don't know, like what, 2 weeks in. And learning how to give, especially teenagers, let's say, for instance, especially if they have been using you as a check-in their whole life, right? If they've been taking every situation and filtering it through you and you've been making the decisions for them, it's a big step to go from that position to the new place where they're making their own choices. So in order to really successfully send them on that path, one of the first things that you really want to start talking to them about is how to make choices. Okay. Because that's a very, very, very important aspect within this. Now, I know when I first switched from, you know, the kind of the parent and you have to filter all your choices through me to giving them choice. The first things we used to talk about a lot is about how your choice creates a certain energy for your life. Okay. Now, because every single choice creates something, you have to get into the place where they're filtering from that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Right. She probably does the, I don't know a lot, right? When you ask her, well, what do you want to do? Well, I don't know. Right. She has a lot of the, I don't knows. Right. And that's normal because you function in I don't know when you've never really had an opportunity to make a choice for yourself, when you've always had to follow what you felt was right or what other people felt was right. Or, and this is true even for adults, you know, I mean, this is really, when I'm coaching with people, this is really, I would say probably the fundamental first thing that we really start looking at is how do I really start making successful choices for myself, right? How do I start really, you know, leading myself down a path that actually really works for me? We have so many autoresponder places where we feel like we can't make that choice. We can't have that choice. You know, that choice is wrong. You know, all of these places that come up that tell us that we can't make choices ourselves. So the first thing that you want to start really doing is talking to her. Now, when she comes to you and she says, okay, mom, I need to see, you know, where I'm going with this and what's going on or you know, where I'm going. Can you give me an example of something that you guys have really kind of went back and forth on recently that was a choice that she wanted to make and you felt like she was going down the wrong path with it? Can you give me an example of that so I can kind of talk more specific to that?
Let me think here. Maybe the biggest right now is with schoolwork.
Okay.
With schoolwork and trying to balance schoolwork with electronics, right? With time being on phone and trying to let her just manage that, right? And balance that. And I'm not sure exactly what happens for her, if this even makes sense of where we're at, but what tends to happen is things get put to the side and maybe don't get done, right? And then grades. And again, it's society. It's hard, right? You're supposed to keep or at least this is the way it's raised, right? Keep your grades to a certain level, right? And trying to find the balance with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
With the time?
So
okay.
Does she find herself in a position where she's teetering on potentially not getting good grades?
What tends to happen is she can keep good grades, but tends to not turn stuff in. So like a class, she has can sit like 80%, but have 10 assignments missing. So So not using her full potential, me trying to get her to use her full potential, trying to get her to look at it all right. Okay, well, if you turn this in and did, you know what I'm saying? Not that she has to be perfect,
okay,
but that's what she feels like. I'm pressuring her to be perfect.
Okay.
So trying to find that, right? And teaching that or guiding or giving the choices, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and what does it mean about you if she doesn't get perfect grades? Or even mm-hmm. better grades than that. Everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Can you say yes, I choose that
yes,
now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Yes, and we're just going to vaporize, 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 vaporize. All I'm doing here is changing the energy. We just want to change the energy around that so we can have a different choice. So when we clear things out like that, all we're doing is just changing the energy. Okay, so what I want to look at here is, okay, so if she feels like you're pushing her to be perfect, is that like actual exact wordage that she's used with you before?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So if she feels like you're pushing her to be perfect with any teenager, with any child really, and even as an adult, right? If you feel like your parents are pushing you to be perfect, even if you're in your 30s or your 40s, it's very common to have a pushback against that, right? It's very common to resist that energy. That right there, we're just going to give you more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. So I'm going to ask you again, what would that mean about you if you didn't even care if she turned in her homework? Oh, everything, all of that is, and let's go all the way down, 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 all the way down. More space, 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 more space. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Yes, vaporize, 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 vaporize. Because here's the reality. She's 17 years old, right? And as a 17-year-old, I mean, she's about to be, like, legally be an adult. And maybe she's going to go to college. And the reality is you're not going to be there to make sure that she turns in her homework. Right? And you're not going to be there when she gets her maybe first after college job to make sure that she's doing what she has to do. And you're not going to be there to essentially kind of push her into doing what is quote unquote right. And I get the circle. I get the circle of where we're raised, and I get how hard that can be to break that. But you know, the only true place that she's actually going to be able to excel is where she chooses to excel. Now, what I personally would suggest that you start doing with this is you start looking at the places and spaces where you feel like it's your responsibility to make sure that she has her work done. That right there. And let's go all the way down. And 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 I'm willing to bet that with her, you probably have went round and around and around about responsibility probably your whole life, right?
Yes.
And the only place that she really feels that she is really actually truly in a place where you are not in control is at school. And so what does a child do that doesn't feel like they have choice? They start to rebel in the only area that they feel like they have any control over. So what's going on right now for her is she's rebelling in an area that she knows upsets you, because obviously it makes you angry that she's not just turning in her work, right? Because that seems really simple to us, right? But that's her way of having control over her situation. And so what we want to do here is we want to unwind this, because what we want to do is we want to see that ultimately it's her choice. And if she chooses not to turn in her homework, it doesn't have any bearing or any effect on you. And all it's doing is actually creating a certain energy for her own life. right? That's hers. That's her life. That's how she's building her life. So what you want to start doing is you want to start untangling, which is what I'm doing right now with this energy here. I'm going to untangle you from the places and spaces where you're responsible for what she chooses in school and what she chooses to do with her life. More space, 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 more space. And what you want to do is you want to give her the control back. And so as we give her this control back, what do you want to start saying to her, especially at this, is she a junior this year or is she a senior?
Junior.
Okay, so she has one more year of high school, right? So what you want to start doing right now, and this is kind of the dialogue that you want to start moving into, is you want to start saying things to her like, you know what, I understand that this is your choice. You get to decide if you want to turn your homework in because you get to decide what kind of grades you want to get. So from this point forward, I'm going to give you complete and total control over what you do at school. What if you gave her the complete and total control to even have as much time as she wanted on her electronics? Everything, all of that is right there and all the way down and all the way down and all the way down and all the way down. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, let me tell you, currently I have a 19-year-old, I have a 15-year-old, and I have a 14-year-old. And I have been doing this whole giving your children choice thing for, I don't know, a long time now, 8, 9, 10 years. And I literally have absolutely positively no rules in my house. And I know people have a lot of points of view about this because they think that, like, especially even in this situation, we want to go to this place where we think, oh, we have to control and we have to make sure and we have to check in and we have to, you know, we have to be the one that's, you know, making sure they're on the straight and narrow. And let me tell you what, my children have never been so good since I have given them complete control of their life. And I know that sounds like it's like not the best thing to do. I get it. But I will say that my 19-year-old is in her second year of college. We never had curfew. We never had, I never had any rules for her at all. And let me tell you that, like, she was home every night by 10 o'clock. She was going to bed. She actually put herself through 2 programs in the Skill Center. So she graduated with her cosmetology license. She graduated with a 2-year film portfolio. And she actually homeschooled herself, which I didn't actually hardly even help any with that. She took care of all of that herself. And I know a lot of people would say, well, that's just the type of personality she is. My kid isn't that type of personality. And I'm going to say that that's not even true, because the reality is every single child can have that personality if they have the desire within them to create that for themselves. And see, the thing is no matter how much we want to project at our children, no matter how much we want to tell our children that they have to do what's right, they ultimately have the decision and the choice and the possibility in their own life. And, you know, I have one child who's, again, like the daughter I just talked about. And then I have a 14-year-old who I'm homeschooling currently, who is doing something and is on a completely different path. And I'm in allowance of what each one of them wants to create. And my oldest daughter created that because that's what she wanted to create for her life. Now, I didn't just go, okay, it's your life and you have complete and total control. You do whatever you want. I still used my guidance system within where I was always going, okay, well, if you choose that, and this is a big one that you want to start implementing. Okay. First you give them their choice. Okay. So first you say things like, okay, it's your schoolwork. It's your schooling. It's your choice. You do what you want to do, but you have to understand that what you choose to do there is totally going to create certain energies in your life, right? So if you choose to go completely buck wild crazy your junior year and just fail all of your classes, that's going to create something in your life, right? That's going to create, potentially you have to redo your junior year. Potentially, maybe you're not going to get into the college that you want to get into. Potentially, you're not going to, it's going to create something. And I'm going to be an allowance of whatever you want to create for your life. So if you want to create this energy where, you know, you don't do well in school and you don't actually create success in that area, that's okay. Like, I'm okay with that. Everything, all of that is. And everywhere that feels really heavy and that feels really hard and that feels really difficult. Yeah, all of that, all of that, all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of you universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. And I'm going to tell you that initially when I can't remember exactly how old my kids were. I think my youngest was like 6 when I started giving them full choice. And I did, you know, I did have to go through quite a process where I continually told them, like, listen, I'm not going to make that choice for you anymore. That is a choice that you have to make for yourself. But you do have to weigh, okay, what choices are you even considering making right now? And I know that 6 years old sounds really, really young, but, and you know, my 6-year-old went, the reason I even switched into giving her choice was because she was miserable all the time in every single thing she did. She would choose something. She would say, I want to go do this. We'd go do it. She'd throw a fit. She didn't want to do it anymore. It was this constant push and pull, which is, I think, the same energy that you're finding yourself in with your daughter, right? Where it's like back and forth. You're continually arguing about everything. There is this energy where it's like, were you feeling exhausted with it? Is that how you're really kind of feeling with the situation with her?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Very, and, very, very tough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I got to a point where I said, you know what, this is not the type of parent I want to be. Right. I don't want to be this parent where I feel like I am hounding and screaming and yelling and fighting. And this does not work for me. And I'm not going to choose to do this anymore. So I started verbalizing that all the time. Hey, look, this doesn't actually work for me. I'm not going to be this type of parent anymore. This is not fun for me. I do not want to spend hours arguing with you about something, and I'm not going to. So you need to decide what choice you're going to make here, and then we're moving forward with it. And if we decide, and so like, I'm going to go back to with my youngest when it would be like, okay, I want to do this. And then we'd get there to do it. And then it'd be like, okay, no, I don't want to. And what I would do is I would fight and argue with her because she chose it. And this is what she wanted to do. And now we're here and now she doesn't want to. And so instead of doing all of that, I just started leaving. Okay, cool. Let's just go then. And then all of a sudden it was like this energy where it was like, okay, well, wait, I wasn't expecting you to be okay with what I chose. I just want to kind of vortex that through because that's one of the things when you're in that fight mode with, especially with your children, when you're in that continuous mode where you're constantly doing that push pull thing, where you're always arguing, you're always fighting. There's a fight against energy that becomes created and your children expect you to fight against them. And when you stop actually fighting against them going, you know what? It's exhausting. I'm not doing it anymore. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for you, right? I don't want to live in this misery anymore. This misery does not work for me. And there was even days and times where I literally would be walking away going, nope, I am not doing that. I'm not choosing to engage with you in that way. That does not work for me. I'm not doing it. When you decide how we can do this differently, I'll be back. Yeah, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And I started talking a lot about choice. I started talking to them a lot about how every single choice they make creates an energy. Now, if we had a thing where it was like, you know, they started throwing a fit or something was going on and I started to feel myself arguing and I said, you know what? Nope, I'm going, I'm walking away. I'm letting this be. Well, you know, and I would walk away and then I would come back later with an energy where it was like, okay, I wouldn't go into like, oh, now we have to talk about it. Now we have to, you know, solidify what's going to happen here. I would go in with a completely different energy. Okay, hey, it's time for dinner. Let's eat. And I would not even bring up the subject at hand initially. Okay. Because what you want to do is you want to give them time to process it. Then we would eat or we would do whatever we were going to do. And then I would start asking them questions. Hey, when we're looking at, so if we're looking at your daughter's situation in particular with school, okay, so you're going round and round about her not doing homework. Okay. So, I'm just trying to look at how can we word this in a way where you can start having a different possibility. So tell me when you get, like, is it when she gets home? Like, tell me how your evenings kind of go.
Usually they come in and I just kind of let them be and unwind a little bit from school. And then we usually have dinner about 5. And so then we all come back together and have dinner. It just kind of depends. There's times it could be pretty quiet. It can be pretty quiet. No one really wants to say anything. And other times we do. I do try to pick up and just have a different energy and just talk about something different. But if I'm using it right, I probably loop a lot. I probably go back and want to do what you say. You know, I go back and want to kind of try to make my point, clean it up, and I want to control it. I think if I control it, we get a better outcome, but it doesn't.
Yeah, you have to let that better. Go. You have to completely and totally untangle from that place where you're trying to make her see that you have the right point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 all of that. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. So what I would really suggest that you do first and foremost is you go to her alone and you say, and if you have, do you have problem? You have other children too, right? You have, how many other children do you have?
I have a son who's 12.
Okay. So do you have a lot of looping issues with your son as well, with his choices and what he does?
A little bit. I could probably say it's going to probably escalate if I don't make changes, because it's a little bit, because he's different. He's 12. He's almost 5 years younger. So it's a little different. But, you know, he has an issue too with electronics that I try to control too.
Okay. So
not giving him that choice.
What I would do is I would start by sitting down, even if you do this at dinner, and even do this with your husband as well, and say, you know what? And this is really, again, like where I started, coming from this place of vulnerability of going, you know what? Taking ownership for and saying, you know, mom's really been in this place where I've been trying to control your actions. And I understand now that that's really probably not my best choice, because I understand that you are your own being, and you actually truly do get to decide your life. So what I want to do is I want to get to a point where I'm giving you choice to be able to do what you want to do with your own life. So I am making active choices to change that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start giving you more choice in your life. You can do what you want to do, and you can word this obviously however you want, but I'm just kind of giving you where I came from, right? I'm going to give you choice. I'm going to let you do what you want to do. And I'm going to try to stay as neutral as possible, but I'm going to need your help as well. I'm going to need your help trying to stay as neutral as possible as well, because I ultimately want to teach you how to live a life that works for you, because I never learned that. And I started saying that to my kids, you know, I never learned how to live a life that worked for me. I never learned how to make decisions that expanded my life and created more for my life. I only knew how to do what was right and wrong and good and bad. And I realize now that that has limited a lot of my life, and I don't want to do that anymore. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to be perfect at doing this in the beginning, but I'm going to tell you that I'm making an effort to stop yelling and screaming, because I don't like to be that person. I don't want to be controlling your every move. I want you to understand that you actually truly do have control over your life. And so if that looks like that night they go and they're playing on their phones for 8 hours straight, then you allow them to have the consequences of that action, right? That's an action. And I know that initially it feels like, oh my God, they're going to go crazy. And I'm going to tell you right now, they might go a little bit crazy. But if you look at even in this world right now, we have this like this idea that, you know, you control your children until they're 18, right? And then they go to college and then they go complete and total crazy because you have no control over what happens to them in college, right? What choices they make. And you know, we know that children don't always make great choices when they're in college. And that's because they don't understand how to make choices for themselves. And so for me, it was imperative that I taught them how to make choices while they were at home and while they had, you know, the thing is they're not going to make great choices in the beginning. And, you know, my kids will even say to me now, and it's actually very few and far between because I am so adamant about, you know, when they come to me and say, this is what's going on, you know, I don't even know that they even ask me anymore. It's kind of more of a dialogue now where they come to me and they tell me what's going on and they go, okay, well, I could choose this because this feels like it's a little more expansive than this, but this also feels like it's going to contribute to my life in this way. Right. And so we have this dialogue where we talk about what's going to create the most. And that's really the most important thing that you want to train your children with is every single choice they have, every single thing they do creates an energy in their life. And when you're looping in these things, like let's even take like they're spending too much time on their electronics. It's like that is one of those things that you're in a fight against. And so that's the only thing that they're really focusing on, if that makes sense. And even with your daughter not turning in her homework, it's like there's such a small place that they actually are functioning within. And when you get to the place where you give them choice, all of a sudden they start expanding out and they start realizing that this world has an amazing amount of opportunities available to them. I'm just going to give you more space there, more space there, more space there. More space there. And everywhere that loop exists right there, I'm just going to kind of expand that out and let that down. Right? Your 17-year-old, there's so much more to life than school and her phone. But if she's in constant reactatory mode to what's going on in your home life, she's not making any decisions outside of that. More space, 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 more space. I'm going to vortex that all the way through. All the way through. All the way through. All the way through. When I started really doing this work and I started really looking at the people who have massive ease in their life, the I'm going to say the elite of this world, right? And one of the things that I really started looking at within that is they have a ton of opportunity. And the thing about most of the people that have the most ease in this world is their children dabble in all kinds of different areas where they have opportunities to create all kinds of different things for their life. And, you know, coming from a place in my own life where I felt like I had no opportunity. I mean, I remember being, and not because my parents were mean, but just because, you know, I lived in that right and wrong society where for me, it just felt like, you know, I only had really one path. It was like have children, get married, right? You know, try to live some sort of happy. Where now it's like we have this multi-dimensional area where there is so much choice and possibility around our children that when they start feeling like they have an opportunity to choose, I'm just going to keep vortexing this all the way through. All the way through. All the way through. All the way through. And they don't actually have to do anything that they don't want to do. And they can do everything that they possibly desire to do. And they don't actually have to look like anyone or anything. More space, more space, more space, more space. Where is everywhere you can't have, give, or receive new choices? All the way down, 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 all the way down. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sleep rise, 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 sleep rise. And a vortex that all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. Where is everywhere you're not allowed to access choice and possibilities? And everything, all of that is right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sleep rise, 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 sleep rise. The vortex set all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. Where's everywhere that you have to loop in no choice and no possibilities? Right there, right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweet prize, 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 sweet prize. I'm just going to settle that energy all the way through, all the way through. All the way through, all the way through. So Shelly, tell me, how would you say, like, so basically you said you sit down, you eat dinner. Does it feel like you have a lot of, is there a lot of tense energy in your home all the time? Are your children kind of always waiting for you to yell at them for something?
Probably my daughter, yes.
Okay. So do you feel like you have any opportunity to just have conversation with her, or does it feel like you spend most of your time in upset with her?
We probably spend most of our time in upset.
Okay.
It's the right and the wrong, right? I think she's waiting for me to prove her wrong.
Yeah, to continually judge her choices.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, and everything, and everything, even... sometimes even how dishes, you know, dishes are done. If I look back, there's a lot of crazy things.
Okay. Okay. Just going to give you,
you know, even food choices.
Yes. And I posted in my group yesterday in the Expand Your Reality group about food choices. And I know you had commented on that and, you know, it's interesting because I literally, when I went through this whole change of like really realizing I had to start giving my children choices, I stopped making them eat anything that they didn't want to make. And, you know, we went through a period there where I was making like, you know, 5 different meals, and that wasn't fun. But I will tell you now, we're all on track where it's like, they have a defined idea what they like to eat, and every one of my children has lost a ton of weight, especially my oldest daughter, which I think she was the one who was confined the most around food, because she was my oldest when I started really making these different situations. And every one of them have lost weight. Every one of them has started thriving and really being aware of how food even creates for their body. I'll have to do like a whole show on that, but I'm just going to keep kind of vortexing this through, vortexing this through, vortexing this through. You know, we're in this society where we feel like, you know, we have to eat certain things, and dinner even has to look a certain way, right? When in all actuality, it really cuts off our awareness to make ourselves eat anything our body doesn't want to eat, to to put food in our body that our body doesn't want to ingest, to clean our plates. I mean, there's so much energy around all of that. I'm just going to keep kind of vortexing this through. Whereas everywhere you can't have, give, or receive new choices. That right there. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
So the first thing that has to happen here within all of this is you really have to choose that you don't want your relationship with your daughter to be like this any longer. So are you in a place where you're really truly ready to change the relationship that you have with your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. So what we want to do here is we want to start kind of forging a new path. So what I would like to do here first is, and everyone listening can do this as well, is take that child that you're having difficulty with. And what I want you to do is put that child out in front of you. So Shelly, go ahead and put your daughter out in front of you, okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to pull pure positive life force energy from behind her, through her, through the space in between. And I want you to receive that energy into your body and being, just pulling and receiving. Pulling and receiving, pulling and receiving, pulling and receiving, right? I want you to receive all of that, kind of that animosity that she's stuck in right now, and that anger that she has where she feels like you don't feel like she's good enough, or you don't feel like she's perfect. And you know what's interesting about that is all you're trying to do is help her feel good enough, right? And what that's actually internalized into her is that you don't feel like she's good enough. Right?
Yeah.
And I want to really take a moment here as we're pulling and receiving from our children to get that. The energy that we project at our children is the energy that they internalize. Okay. So what you're trying to create for her is you want her to create a life where she's successful. But what she has internalized that as is the opposite energy. And that's what happens within projections. That's what happens when we want something that the other person has internalized as something that they don't get to choose for themselves. I'm just going to kind of vortex that all the way through. All the way through. All the way through. All the way through. And we're just going to keep pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving. And let's send her back this energy. So we're going to send back each child, whoever's pulling. I want you to send back the energy of gratitude for having this child show up in your life, for being able to be the parent to this child, sending them back gratitude and filling them with gratitude. Filling their bodies with gratitude. Gratitude for who they be, who they are, for being in your life, for choosing you as a parent. And pulling that all the way back through and receive that back into your body. Receive that gratitude back, creating this gratitude circle. Pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving. Sending back gratitude, filling them with gratitude, pulling that through. Now the thing is you don't get to decide how she starts living her life, right? You don't get to decide how your children are going to start living their life. All you have control over is yourself. So if you truly want to change the relationship with your children, you have to start demanding that the relationship that you have part in changes. And that's where I go back to really getting into that space where you start saying out loud, okay, you know what? This is not who I want to be anymore. I don't want to be And, you know, I can tell you that there was tears. There was all kinds of things that happened in my life when I really went through this with my kids, you know, where I had times where I even lashed out and I acted like I used to act. And I used to have to go back and go, you know what? I didn't mean to be that. I didn't want to do that. I didn't mean to choose that. This is not the mom I want to be anymore. I want to teach you how to have choice and possibility, because this is not something I ever learned in my life. And I'm just now learning how to do that. I'm just now learning how to be that for myself. And I want to be that for you. So I apologize that I said what I said. I apologize. I did what I did. I'm going to recant that. And I'm going to allow you to have choice in your life. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Now, when you do that, you have to be prepared that they're not going to make very good choices in the beginning. Now, as long as they're not putting their life in danger, like as long as they're not, you know, really literally doing something that's putting their life in danger. If they're staying up all night playing on their phones, that's a choice they made. They, you know, you have to make them accountable for the choices that they make. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And you also have to remind them that, hey, you know what? Today is a new day. You can make a different choice today. You don't have to make them wrong for the choice that they made. So we don't want to get to a place where we're giving them choice and then we're in a loop where we're making them wrong for the choices they make, because that doesn't actually contribute either. So what you want to do is go, okay, so they stayed up all night playing on their phone. So the next day when they get up for school and they're tired and they're cranky and they're not feeling it, you know, you don't want to make them wrong for that. You want to do your very, very best to not make them wrong for that. Because what happens when, I'm just going to kind of vortex that, when you finally have choice in your life? I mean, I know as an adult, when I started to have really choice for my life, I went through a period where it was like I felt paralyzed. And we want to give our children a place and a space where they can mess up and they don't have to feel wrong for it. And saying things like, okay, well, you know, maybe tomorrow we can make a different choice. Okay, so we've seen what that choice created. We get what that choice created. And that doesn't feel very good either, right? So tomorrow we can make a different choice. Or maybe later today we can make a different choice. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. So Shelly, with your daughter, I want to make sure that we have some clarity here. So can you tell me, like, if this makes sense to you and what things are coming up for you around this?
It does make sense. I think what I struggle with now, I mean, I've opened a lot through this call. I think what I'm struggling with a bit, like just what you said, the holding them accountable. So, you know, let's say they stayed up all night and then they're cranky and then they're doing outbursts and, you know, we're doing something and they're outbursting because they're exhausted. I guess the way to handle that, right? And so what you're saying is, you know, don't make them wrong.
Right. So you just
how to handle that, right?
Yeah. So you just let them have it. Like let them have their outbursts and their emotional. And if it upsets you, just tell them, you know what, this is actually not working for me. So I'm going to go do something else.
Okay.
Like you have to get to a place where you stop engaging in the old behavior and because I'm going to tell you when you first start doing this with your children, there is going to be a period where they do go overboard. Because it's all of a sudden when they have freedom, it's like, you know, they will go overboard. And you have to show them that you're not going to be the same person that you were before. So the first couple of days, if they don't get any sleep and they're an emotional basket case and they're freaking out, you have to find it in you. If that means you have to go, you know what, or even saying, you know, I can tell this isn't working for you. So maybe you need to go make a different choice somewhere else. And if they freak out, say, you know what, I actually don't want to engage in this. This is not who I want to be as a parent. So I'm going to go do something else. More space, more space. You know, when I first started doing this, like I said, my children were younger, but, you know, sometimes it meant I left them on the floor crying. And not from a place of being unkind, but from a place of like, you know, you're not going to push me into being bred again. I'm not going to blow up. And then when I came back, it was like, I changed the subject. I didn't go, okay, let's talk about this and let's talk about why you were wrong and what you did. And because that doesn't actually, that just continues the looping and wrongness. Right. So I went back and said, and I changed the subject. Okay. What can we do now to have ease? What can we do now to have fun? What can we do now to, and you know, what ended up happening is it always ended up coming back up, but it came back up when they brought it back up, when they were ready to talk about it. Not when I had to hash it out with them. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And you know,
ease with that. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and I know people have so many points of view, like they feel like, oh, you can't just give a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old or even a 12-year-old choice and let them do that. But I'm telling you, you can. And what that ends up creating is it ends up creating this child who feels like they have the whole world at their hands. You know, I have a 15-year-old right now who is a sophomore in high school, and she is currently in a place where she has enrolled. She's doing dual enrollment with a college, and now she's looking at going to the local skill center. I mean, she's filling her whole days with things because she wants to get the feeling of what all of these different career paths can do for her. I could have never talked her into doing that for herself, ever. And I know that. And what is cultivated in my children is this place where they feel like they can choose anything that they want to choose, where all of a sudden, instead of looking to me and going, Mom, hey, what can I choose for this? Or what can I do for this? They're on this path where they're like, oh my gosh, that might be fun. They come home and they're like, Mom, look at this. This, I never even considered this before. This looks like it might be so much fun. Right, I have a 15-year-old who's not only doing dual enrollment, but who's getting ready to go to the skill center, who does skiing and tennis and dance. And I mean, she's doing all of these things because all of these things feel like they would be fun for her. Not one of those things that I ever even recommend for her. Those are all things she chose for herself. And as a parent, one of the things that you have to get to too is you have to be willing to say yes when they come to you and say, look, I want to do this. You know, can you help me? And, you know, that's one of the things I started doing as well is I stopped saying no. Oh, you want cheesecake for dinner? In the past, I would have said, no, no freaking way are you going to have cheesecake for dinner. And when I went through the food thing, it was like, you know, my youngest, especially, she was like, oh, when I started saying, okay, you can eat whatever you want for dinner. It was like, I mean, I'm telling you, she ate cheesecake for like 6 months straight. But, you know, at this point in her life, now she's, you know, 14-year-old and, you know, she knows what works for her body. Like she knows what upsets her stomach. She rarely eats sugar at all any longer. And you know, she eats like a plant. All three of my girls are like plant-based vegans at this point, and they choose what they want to eat. And they know, like, if I say, okay, I'm going to make this, they're like, oh no, that upsets my stomach. I'll just make a salad. You know, my youngest daughter has been making herself food for years because when I started saying, like, it's your choice, you get to decide what you put in your body. I'm not going to make you eat anything that makes you feel yucky. I'm not going to make you eat anything that doesn't contribute to your life. All of a sudden it was like, you know, and like I said, did they go a little crazy in the beginning? Absolutely, positively they did. But they realized that kind of stuff didn't make them feel good. And they started making different choices. And when I wasn't there going, see, it made you feel bad. And ingraining that energy of wrongness in them. When I started going, oh man, that hurts your belly. Who knew eating cheesecake 3 times a day was going to hurt your belly, man, you just learned something about yourself, didn't you? When I started changing my dialogue with them and I started again making them accountable for the choices they were making, and instead of making them wrong, going, wow, really? You mean staying up all night and playing on your phone really makes you tired the next day? Huh. I guess maybe tomorrow you'll make a different choice, won't you? Then all of a sudden I wasn't making them wrong. Then all of a sudden I wasn't turning it into this place where and it, maybe even that last statement felt a little condescending, but it was like, I started wording things in a way where it was like, wow, really? You did that? And then when they did do something and it was amazing, right? I started making sure that I was putting way more energy into the things that they were creating that was great. And maybe that even starts with the little things. Like maybe that even starts with your daughter with, oh my gosh, you turned in all your homework assignments today. Yes! Doesn't that feel good? I'm so proud of you. Right? And you start actually and really backing away from the places where you're making them wrong and backing away from the places where you're saying things that make you feel bad or make them feel bad. Because I guarantee if you're in this boat of struggle with your kids, you're feeling just as bad as they are about your word choices. And so when you do spout out a word choice that where you make them really wrong or you feel really bad about it, you recant. And even if that's the next day, you go, you know what? I'm sorry, yesterday I kind of lost it at dinner. I don't want to be that person anymore. I'm actively trying to be different. I apologize for that. From today moving forward, I'm going to choose my words more kindly. I'm sorry. Right? Even if that's the next day, even if that's 3 days later. And what happens is you start closing that gap because right now they're expecting you to freak out because you have been. And when they have that expectation of you, there's a lot of energy and a lot of space for you to be able to choose that. So you have to understand that you're going to still choose that. There's going to be times where you're just going to still choose that old freak out because that's who you've been for them. But the more you start being vulnerable with that and going, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to choose that. I don't want to be that mom anymore. This is not who I want to be. This is not what I want to choose. I'm going to recant that. And the easier and easier and easier it becomes. It's a process. It's a relearning of being different with your children. And it's a learning period of giving them choice. It's kind of like growing pains. You have to know that they're going to have a period here where they aren't going to make very good choices for themselves. And that's okay. For me, it was like, I'd rather have them make bad choices for themselves when I'm here to help guide them into something different than leave my house and make terrible choices for themselves and not have any options for them. When you learn to do this now and you learn to do this while they're still with you and they're still part of your close-knit family, not only are you going to change things for them, but you're going to change things for yourself and you're going to cultivate that relationship where when she moves out in a year and a half, you're going to have a relationship with her where she's calling you going, hey mom, this came up and this came up. I need you to help me make this choice. And you're going to talk to her about what feels light and free and fun for her. And you're going to encourage her to choose what feels light and free and fun because right now she's stuck in choosing things that don't work for her. Because really not turning in her homework is kind of a silly thing. That doesn't work for her. But she's doing that as a reaction to what she has had choice for in her life. And when you stop the reaction to that, it will change everything. And everything that doesn't give you that choice and possibility, can we just choose to remove all of that and all of that, all of that, all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Yes, me, Bri, Zebra, 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 Zebra. I know you can do this, Shelley, and I know it's going to be an adjustment, and that's why you're in the group too, because we're going to be able to help you adjust through this. And as we go on with the group, there's going to be lots more audios where we're going to talk about giving choice and getting choice, and I'm sure in the group calls we're going to be talking more and more about it too. So, are you feeling a little bit better right now about your daughter?
I feel way better. I feel hopeful. Okay. I feel way better. I do. Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for coming on and joining us. We're almost out of time, so I kind of have to wrap it up here, but I appreciate you joining us. And, you know, for each and every one of you, there is a different road that you can take for your children. There is choice and possibility available to them. It's just really taking those active steps and getting out of the places that don't work for you, because I guarantee they don't work for them either. So thank you all for joining us today, me and Shelly, and thank you, Shelly, for joining me. I'm so grateful, and I know this show is going to help other people get to a different possibility with their children as well. And you can all visit me online at jamie-bates.com and join me for any upcoming things or even radio shows, whatever it may be. So thank you all for listening, and thank you, Shelly, and have a great day, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.